Even on foot, it's easy to miss Beaver Creek. In places, the stream is little more than 2 inches deep and barely a foot wide. And with last month's heavy rain, much of the stream is hidden by tall grass and ripening corn stalks. Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Supervisor Lee Sundmark is one of a handful of people who know the creek well. But it's not under the circumstances he would like. In late June, Sundmark was sent to the creek to investigate a fish kill.
The second day of our investigation, when we were out here, we were at this point, and it was right here where we found dead fish that had already succumbed, and we also found some fish in little slack water areas that were still gulping air, or I think the proper term is piping.
Sundmark won't give an official explanation for the kill, but he says one possibility is a spill, which emptied close to 100,000 gallons of liquid hog manure into the West Fork of the creek. Sundmark says whatever caused the damage spread through 18 miles of the creek and killed tens of thousands of fish.
We found 16 species of fish that were dead, and a lot of the species are ones that people don't know exist, things like black-nosed dace, stone rollers, common stone rollers, Johnny darters, eastern sand darter.
Every year in Minnesota, there are roughly 2,000 reports of spills in the state's waterways. According to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, or MPCA, more than half of these are petroleum or fuel related. Others involve leaks from factories or pesticide and fertilizer spills. One manure spill in a relatively small creek might not seem so devastating by comparison, but in only 2 years, Beaver Creek has been a site of two major fish kills. MPCA Public Information Officer Jason Abraham says this doesn't bode well for the fish or the water downstream.
You're going to see a phosphorus build up downstream. You're going to see more nitrates in the water downstream. Both of those can cause accelerated plant growth, which eventually leads to algae blooms, which can eventually lead to another fish kill because it depletes the oxygen.
Abraham says it was fortunate a rainstorm followed the latest Beaver Creek spill. Heavy rains diluted the liquid manure and kept it from causing damage downstream. And MPCA and DNR officials were able to get to the site right away, which also helped contain any damage. But Lee Sundmark says that's not always the case, as in the 1995 fish kill on Beaver Creek. He says his office was called almost a week after the investigation started, and by that time, thousands of fish had already washed downstream. Sundmark says the delay was an unfortunate but understandable error.
There's some confusion among the different agencies and things as far as responsibility. It's probably laid out somewhere, but since we don't have... Since there aren't all that many investigations or major fish kills that occur, you know, it's not something that's commonly known.
Sundmark says this situation should soon change. Staff from the DNR, the MPCA, and the Department of Agriculture met this spring to discuss ways to better respond to spills and fish kills. Sundmark says for a long time, crews from each of these agencies would investigate, but didn't always communicate what they found or even know who else was working on a project. For now, communication seems to have improved. Sundmark and his crew were at Beaver Creek the day the latest fish kill was reported. DNR aquatics biologist Marilyn Danks says she sees more than just better communication coming out of the Beaver Creek spills. She says traditionally, Minnesota and its neighboring states have focused their energies on lakes, a major recreational and residential resource. But now they're starting to take a more comprehensive approach.
There's a great deal of interest these days in watershed management. People are very concerned about, okay, where did that water come from? And so they're not only looking at just the individual system, whether it be a lake or a stream, but they're interested in the whole watershed area. How is that surface water being managed? Because from somewhere upstream or somewhere uphill, it's coming down.
A regional shift in philosophy may be just in time. 2 weeks ago, 115,000 fish were killed from a hog manure spill in Crane Creek in northeast Iowa. The creek feeds into the Turkey River near the Minnesota border. Back near Olivia, DNR officials estimate it will take at least 3 years for Beaver Creek to recover from the most recent spill. I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.